Head back to your calls shortly. Andrew Bogart not far away. And to read out a few more of your speckled texts, quite a few coming through on women's T20 and whether you'll sample it. Women's golf, number one for me. Women's AFLW, number two. Women's rugby world sevens, number three. And cricket, number four, is one coming through on the text. As Janine said, women's cricket and women's football, not my cup of tea, but women's tennis is my cup of tea. Enjoy it. I'm a tennis fan. And another one came through, one of the most boring rubbish interviews I've heard on SEN, Dwayne. It was a caller that called through, and I'm not going to cut the callers off if that's what this show's about. If a caller wants to come through and have a chat about their involvement in women's cricket, you know, I'm not going to shut them down, cut them off, not put them on. It's about your calls, this show. So, yeah, not every call is going to be as interesting to you as some of the other ones, but 1-300-736-736 is the number. It's about giving you a voice to talk about the things you want to talk about in the world of sport, and that includes some women's sport as well. Dave Colbert has been good enough to join me, the voice of athletics in this country, and it's been great to have him back on my program. Welcome to you, Dave. Thanks for your time.
G'day, Dwayne. Lovely to hear your voice.
Stall. It's been talked about for, well, decades now, and it's part of the iconic nature of Australian sport that the stall gift is run. And yet it every couple of years gets raised as being in trouble. And it seems to me that it should be a no-brainer for the government to put the money in because Country Victoria needs to be supported. But it's not always as easy as that.
No, it's not. And look, full credit to Martin Pakula. I think that he's been tenacious on this one. He's wanted to support the event, but he wanted to see, and the government wanted to see, some changes in the organisational structure of the Stall Athletic Club to open it up to get a little bit more help. And I'm fully supportive of that. I have to say that, you know, we worked on the event for 9 years. It wasn't easy. In fact, we were part of the move to take it to Ballarat because, you know, the government funding wasn't there. The local council, the Northern Grampians Shire, isn't an affluent council and didn't have much cash to put towards the event, and the, you know, there's not enough accommodation, the train doesn't go there any longer, there's a lot of issues, you know, with its location. You know, I was pleased that we didn't have to take it to Ballarat, but from a financial perspective, you know, it's like Hawthorn playing home games in Tasmania and the Olympics held in Olympia. You've got to go to where the money is, and the government will have to support this event forever, really. This conversation will happen again in 2023 because the economics of the event simply can't stand on its own two feet.
So do you think down the track for the long-term viability of the Stall Gift, it does need to move closer for the travellers to get to? Because, you know, Ballarat, Bendigo, it wouldn't be in Geelong because Geelong's got enough sport on, so I wouldn't put Geelong up even though, you know, it's where I live. But do you think moving it closer is the answer long-term, or do you think we'll be having the same conversations in 8 years' time about Stall and whether it's the right spot?
I will definitely be having the same conversation, I think. But the government, if the government support it, you know, on an annual basis as an important event with historical importance to the state, then it can definitely survive. There's no question about that. And so, you know, it's now, but you can't get a return on investment. If you're paying $40,000 in prize money for men's and women's races, that's 80K. Television costs, you know, about $150,000 to produce. It doesn't have a major sponsor. You're not getting that money back on people buying tickets to go into the gate, are you? So where does the money come from? It's a pretty simple equation, really. You know, the Stall Gift Township relies on the attendees that go there every year, but, you know, just down the road, the Grampians, it's chockers at Easter with people that don't even ever go into Central Park. So, you know, there's a lot of things that, if you're eventing the event today, Dwayne, you wouldn't put it in Stall, would you? You'd put it somewhere where, you know, you can get 15 or 20,000 people going to it, like you used to do when the train used to go from Spencer Street to stop at outside the back gate at Central Park.
Olympic funding, Dave, it's always a talking point, especially in an Olympic year. How much is enough? How much is too much? How much is too little? Should we buy gold medals by paying for athletes to be able to train to the point that they can get us medals? Where are we at with that?
Yeah, this is a vexed question, isn't it? My view on this is you do need to spend money to win medals, but you also need to support athletes just to have a crack. And I don't think, you know, as a taxpayer, we just want to pay for people to get a tracksuit and go along and have a good time. But we'd like to see a young gymnast who's a 13-year-old now dream of being an Olympic champion and currently the situation appears to be that in many sports, a bean counter in Canberra is telling sports that you're never going to win an Olympic medal. And if that was the case, Steve Hooker would have never won Australia's first gold medal in the pole vault. Just wouldn't have happened because we'd never won it before. So I think we should strive to be as good as we can across the board. The medal tally is a bit of a noose that hangs around our neck, and we aspire to be, amongst the best nations in the world. But, every sport needs to be, Kate Campbell needs to be treated a little differently to, the young gymnast who's just given it a crack on the world stage. Our expectations of our best athletes will always be different to the ones that are, making up the numbers in an Olympic team. And as a nation, we like to see our athletes having a go, and we should support that.
So is swimming more important than table tennis, so deserves much more?
Well, athletics is more important than all of them, of course. But trying to win Olympic medals is important. And when we watch the games, that's what we focus on. But I think also representing us as a nation at the Olympics and Commonwealth Games, etc., in as many sports as possible is just as important. Now, if you go to four or five games in a row and don't produce, well, then, of course, there's a question mark on your funding. But I don't like the situation where we're currently at, where we're looking at historical data and deciding that, well, we've never won an Olympic medal in gymnastics, so it's unlikely that we are in the future. If that was the case, we would have never have gone to the moon.
Good point. And we haven't been back for a while since, by the way. Dave, great to have you on the program, and I really appreciate the opportunity to pick your brain. Thanks for your time.
Good on you, Dwayne.